Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 29, 1805. A Sandhill Crane. A day of resting and doing chores. Captain Clark is recovering quite well by now, but is not enthusiastically writing journal entries. Captain Lewis writes about the day.
This morning some of the hunters turned out and returned in a few hours with 4 fat bucks. The venison is now very fine. We have killed no mule deer since we lay here. They are all of long-tailed red deer, which appear to be quite as large as those of the United States. The hunters brought in a living, young sandhill crane. It has nearly obtained its growth, but cannot fly. They had pursued it and caught it in the meadows. Its color is precisely that of the red deer. We see a number of the old or full-grown cranes of this species feeding in the meadows. This young animal is very fierce and strikes a severe blow with its beak. After amusing myself with it, I had it set at liberty, and it moved off, apparently much pleased with being relieved from its captivity. The men have been busily engaged all day dressing skins and making them into various garments. All are leather dressers and tailors. We see a great abundance of fish in the stream, some of which we take to be trout, but they will not bite at any bait we can offer them. The kingfisher is common on the river since we have left the falls of the Missouri. The grasshoppers and crickets are abundant in the plains, as are also the small birds frequently mentioned. There is also a large ant, with a reddish-brown body and legs and a black head and abdomen. They construct little pyramids of small gravel in a conic shape about 10 or 12 inches high, with a mixture of sticks and with but little earth. Captain Clark is much better today. Is perfectly clear of fever, but still very languid, and complains of a general soreness in all his limbs. I prevailed on him to take the box, which he has done, and eat tolerably freely of our good venison. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 29, 1805.
The long-tailed red deer is the western white-tailed deer. The trout the party saw is probably Salmo clarkii, cutthroat trout, which is native to the area. The ant is probably the western harvester ant. Over the past 2 days, the canoes have been reloaded and the corps has broken camp and set out, ascending the Jeffersons River. Monday, setting out on foot.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.